flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We've been looking forward to chatting with Chris Henderson, the Atlanta United sporting director. Once we found out the news and knew that Chris was going to be coming on the show, we're going to chat with him right now. Chris, how are you?
What's up, Chris?
I'm great. Great to be on the show, Andy and Randy. I'm excited.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I know everyone in Atlanta is excited to have Al Marone back. Just kind of tell us how this all came together to get him back here in Atlanta.
Yeah, there was lots of negotiating done by our team and Demetrius, and we wanted to bring a player who one was going to excite the fans. We knew bringing Miggy back into Atlanta would do that, but the level of play that he has been at for the last years, the pressure that he puts defenses under, the energy he brings, and the leadership that he will bring. He isn't the same, the same kid that when he left here. He's played at the top league in the world, in the Premier League at Newcastle, and the opportunity to bring him back in the prime years of his career and come here and impact the club that he had so much success with is something we're really excited to try and get over the line.
So, Chris, obviously we are all excited about Miggy. You got anything else you got to let us know about?
Yeah, we're happy to
let our listeners, in on if there's another transaction in the work or anything like that.
We are working on a striker position. We are in the fragile stage of those negotiations and talks. But we look at these two additions will help make the rest of the team better. We kind of look at them as a pairing, bringing in a winger, bringing in a striker. And how do we complement Voráncsek? How do we complement Saba? How do we complement the other star players that we have to make them better? And that's what a designated player should do. He should make all his teammates better and bring the whole level up. And I think we're making progress. We obviously are with bringing Miguel in, and I think the striker will do the same.
So we don't know
Good job, Chris.
We don't know who he is, but he's a striker, and hopefully it'll happen soon.
Good job.
And he's really good, which is all really good news. Chris Henderson, Atlanta United sporting director, joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I do want to get back to Miggy and sort of what you said, because I wanted to ask about what you said before you mentioned it, and I love that you mentioned it, because we all remember, and I know a lot of people have watched him in the EPL and watch him play for Newcastle, but he's a different guy. I mean, 6 years is a long time playing in a great league like that, and like he's matured as a player and changed as a player. Like, how is he different now than the guy that we all remember from when he left back in 2018?
Yeah, he still has the excitement of driving the ball, running at players, taking players on, pressuring, high pressure. That is all still part of his game. But now in moments where he has defenders around him and it's tight, he's very tidy with the ball. He can connect with his teammates. When he's pressuring, he's organizing with his other teammates on the right way to pressure. And these are things that, maybe he would just run on his own when he was young, and now he's he's looking more like a team dynamic. How can we go and pressure together? And that to me shows leadership. I saw one game he was wearing the captain's armband. That shows to me not only is he a leader, but he has learned English because I think he didn't speak as much English when he was first here and the years he had spent there. So he is obviously connecting with his coaches, connecting with his teammates. And he's a guy who just loves the game.
Yes.
You can feel how much passion he has for the game, and it's that's contagious. And we want to get players who are going to have that excitement to be here and be in our market and excite our fans, who just love what they do. And he does that in everything he does. You can just feel the joy coming out of him.
Is it like English, like British English, though? You know what I mean? Does he have like a little bit of that accent in it? Because, you know, like when Guzan talks, even though he's from Illinois, he spent so much time over there, kind of sounds a little bit British.
Yes.
Like, is Miguel Almiron's English now English, but also a little bit British English?
You know, when he was speaking English, I didn't notice the accent at all.
Okay.
So it felt like he was a Georgia English.
Oh. But country twang?
We will see, when he gets here, if there's, you know, if he has the English accent at all. I'm curious about that now. Yeah. But I didn't notice it.
Okay. All right.
Obviously, Chris, we got a long way to go before the season and everything like that. So, obviously, I just want to get your thoughts on the past match that they had. You know, it was an exhibition and things like that. But what did your initial thoughts, because this is the first time we've seen this kind of group without these two guys?
Yeah, I think the preseason games are great for learning about your roster. And it's a chance for us to try young players, some second-team players, some teenagers. It's a chance for the regular guys in the roster, the main players, to build their fitness, to get used to combining and touching the ball. So I thought from that perspective, the exercise was good. Guys, everyone pretty much came out healthy from the game. They gained, a 90 minutes or a 45 minutes of fitness. So from that perspective, in all the preseason games, I want to come out healthy and I want to get closer to fitness, game fitness that we have. And when we get down to Florida, we're going to have some MLS opponents. And as we get closer and closer to the season, the team will start to ramp up and get more laser focused on what we need to do starting February 22nd. But I do like the relationship we have with the local clubs here. I think it's important for us to connect with them and try and help them build their brand as well.
When do you anticipate that Miggy would be available to play?
It's a good question. I think we want to make sure we build him up in the right way. I'm hoping that he's, he can be ready in the next couple preseason games to start to get some minutes with the group. That'll come down to our performance staff, how they're measuring his fitness, integrating him, the coaches integrating him into training sessions, but we do need to build his minutes up as we get closer to the start of the regular season.
Chris Henderson, Atlanta United Sporting Director, taking some time to join us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. The big news, Miguel Almiron coming back. We talked a bit about the DP spot, and obviously you're working on it and hopefully getting that finalized soon. Once that is taken care of, like how good do you feel about this roster on paper?
Yeah, I feel like we're building the right way. We have a vision here. I have a vision when I came into this club of what I think in my mind the team will look at. And in order to get to that and have that be a reality from my past experiences with Seattle and Miami, you need to just start taking steps. And you'll take step after step after step, and that will be that will be additions of players. That will be getting performance staff, all the support staff, everything around them, everything that goes into preparing a team to be a champion. You need to start taking the steps. And these are, these are going to be two massive steps to help improve the team. But for me, it's a process. And after you start to build those steps and take it, you will look up one day and say, we have a great team. but it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of good strategy and good cap management and deals that we need to make. But I feel like these are two incredible, exciting, signings for the club that will improve us greatly.
And obviously good health, too, which is something that you can't really control. But
that goes into the performance step,
yeah,
and making sure we have the right food, the right physios, the right routines around every game, every practice.
Can you give us any updates? I know Brooks Lennon is still working his way back. Other guys that may be dealing with some stuff. Can you give us sort of any timeline on guys like that?
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we hope to have Brooks back, in the next couple months. He's been working hard and working to try and work his way back into team training. We're really looking forward to that. He seems to have gotten through surgery great. He's healing up. We have a few kind of soft tissue injuries that are minor and normal during preseason. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Dayla has been training the guys super intense, and they've been focused, and everybody kind of has a clean slate with a new coach, which is exciting. So we're just trying to manage some of those niggling injuries that you get for preseason.
Chris, we appreciate the time.
Appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Nice to meet you.
All right,
we'll talk this year.